Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Tuesday, the 6th of August. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. It certainly looks like we are getting a bit of a snapback off the back of kind of a two-day route, maybe 2.5 days of excessive selling. And that's broadly kind of where we sit, is that it's absolutely a bit of a panic. People are running for the exits. It's an opportunity to kind of stay calm and still look at the fundamentals and say, you know, is there a major problem here? We talk about a recession, but we just had a GDP print of 2.8%, which is phenomenal performance, especially when you compare it against other economies. Inflation's on its way down. Yes, some of the economic data has come in slightly weaker. If the manufacturing number came in weaker by itself, wouldn't be, I'm not sure we'd get such a massive reaction. It's the fear and the anxiety that has gone up a couple of levels. And as a result, people make, let's say, irrational decisions on the way up when prices are in a bubble, and they can make very irrational decisions on the way down. And that seems to be what, so we're not really surprised we're getting a bit of a pivot. Perhaps we probably would have expected a little bit more downside, but all things considered, and there's a lot of talk about an emergency rate cut. I mean, I think that would be a very silly thing for the Fed to do, but the Fed have done very silly things before, so why not? We keep it on the table for now. So when you look at a lot of the data, and the job numbers is a real interesting one, because over the last 2 to 3 years, the population size has grown significantly. So that's going to have an impact on the jobs market to some degree. And the question is, do we have these elevated unemployment numbers because companies are cutting workers, or is it due to population growth? And it appears to be due to population growth, which is a very, very different dynamic to a dynamic where companies were cutting their staff. Now, there's a few companies that are, but there's always a few companies that will be doing that, especially in the tech sector. So major panic for 3 days, and now we might sort of find a little bit of balance in these markets, perhaps. So that's just a general kind of overview. Let's see what data we have coming up in front of us, and we'll see how we can strategize around these markets from looking at the market technicals as well. So please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're all keeping well. So moving this along then. So all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk effectively? Risk management is a really important phase in these markets, because it determines how much of your capital you burn when you're on the wrong side of these markets. And you can be on the wrong side of these markets, you know, for periods within any kind of trading year. So it's important that you don't experience excessive losses, especially during markets like this, which are hugely volatile, very choppy, very fear driven, and prices, as we've seen, can just drop like stones. So you got to be careful of trying to catch a falling knife as well. So trade management as well, and trade psychology. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of consistency, accuracy, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and we are willing to be patient if we need to be. So so let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So yesterday, bank holiday for the Australian economy and the Canadian economy, they're back online now. ISM services manufacturing, we weren't really expecting these to fall off a cliff, so to speak. Above 50 represents expansion, so manufacturing have been, it's been in a tough phase now for a couple of years. This isn't like a like last week's manufacturing PMI number, although came in below expectations. You know, we're certainly not at, at significant lows over the last couple of years. We have been lower. Services, if we have a look at the chart, we're on the lower end, but we're still expanding. So previously we were in sort of contraction territory, so we've come out of that. So a lot of the data is not really as bad as perhaps we would have anticipated. I think with all the goings on in the last few days, I think the RBA probably did the right thing and just paused. They have elevated inflation. So just pausing at 4.35, probably waiting for the Fed to cut. And this is the thing, once the Fed starts to cut in real terms, it very well may prove to be a trigger for all other central banks to start cutting. We've had the SMB, we've had the ECB already make cuts, and we just had last week the Bank of England added to that. So European equities, European economies, should we say, including the UK in this, making the move to start cutting before the US. Many other central banks very well may wait for the Fed to make a move on that. So nothing of any sort of major concern really today for the afternoon. Construction PMI numbers for the UK economy, and nothing really in the US economic optimism. Don't know too much about this particular indicator. Okay, certainly not as bad as the lows of 36, 37, 38. So 45 expected to come in a little bit higher. That'll be the most, ironically, that'll be, if it comes in at 45, that'll be the most optimistic we've been probably since April of 2023. So maybe things aren't as bad, and we've got reasons to validate our understanding that maybe things aren't as bad as perhaps we would anticipate. So we're able to book a little bit of profit yesterday in the NASDAQ, but we certainly weren't expecting. In fact, what we saw across the, and it's the micro still seems to be driving the macro, which is still a little bit of a strange dynamic, but we are getting used to it. So some of our analysis yesterday, we were looking at, you know, all the major big tech firms, big seven or eight, nine of the world's largest tech firms. And we were clearly seeing in the pre-market that they were opening up significantly lower. But what happened when they opened up is we saw, you know, significant buying coming in. And as a result, we saw a pretty significant rejection of the lows in the NASDAQ. And we saw a massive 60% pullback, let's say, in the S&P. Everywhere else, that trade is still stacking up as well. We've got the sorry, bear with me 1 second. Oops. Okay, so we've got these opportunities where, you know, if things aren't as bad as we would anticipate them to be, then there might be some buying opportunities if we can bide our time. So there's an opportunity to get back into the dollar now, it seems. So 0.0967. And there's an opportunity here in the Okay. So look, if we look at the S&P 500, for example, we can see that there is the potential for a little bit of a pullback. Now, with such a massive drop, this might take a little bit of time. And if it consolidates for a longer period of time, that will be actually good. It creates a significant floor and ceiling. And then if prices start to come in, you want these markets to physically, you know, take a foothold. And that's what we'd be looking for across these equity markets. We wouldn't be afraid of buying at these lower levels at all. The question is, will these markets continue to roll back over to the downside? With the amount of volatilities there, this is a really challenging time, let's say. So what's going on in the bond markets? Does what the bond markets are doing, do they actually support there was a massive drop in bond yields, a little bit of a bounce off the lows, as you can see. Same with the 2-year. Yesterday we did uninvert briefly, where the 2-year came down below the 10-year yield, and I don't think it hung around for very long. We've now sort of inverted once more, where the yield you generate on the 2-year is above that of the longer term 10-year treasury yield. So this little bounce back, you see, we used to have a dynamic where bond yields would sell off, which would be positive news for equity markets. Now we have bond yields reverting back and pulling back a little bit off the lows, and that now seems to be a dynamic that would support equity prices. So there's this upside down dynamic playing out as well. Of course, the dynamic between the dollar is also pretty much upside down. We had such a negative reaction in the dollar. We don't quite think that reaction should prevail. So we can actually look for some dollar strength in these markets now. We're anticipating yesterday's strong rejection of the highs of the 110 levels precisely, and we get an opportunity to capture a rollover to the downside, and that's what we're going to look to see if we can do. So with that in mind, is there a dollar strength across the board? It looks like there's the potential for it, even in the dollar yen, potential for some dollar strength. Dollar Swiss, you can see the potential for a bit of a floor and ceiling to be created. And then if we get a bit of a pullback, we get some dollar strength, then there could be a series of decent trades. Pull back into this low in here as well for the dollar CAD. So will the CAD rally? It'd be worth looking at crude oil. It's still looking quite weaker. Big rejection yesterday. Still conflict in the Middle East as well. So could this bounce off these lows? Absolutely. Plus we have this descending level, and it bounced pretty close off that level. And where will we go from here is the big question for oil. So gold has been a bit of a roller coaster ride. Massive indecision yesterday, massive selling, which kind of pulled back and reversed very aggressively. So there's definitely ways in which you can get caught out in these markets. The Aussie dollar, and we'll see if there's any more downside. So we want to keep an eye out for, and we said, look, if we could get a bit of a pullback in the yen, that would suggest maybe there's an opportunity to get into that yen strength trade. But this is it's very likely to hinge off the dynamics in the equity markets. And if these rallies, then we might see some further weakness in the yen. So we've really got to take our cues from the equity markets. The strong rejection yesterday off the lows is important. And we're going to just wait and see if we can get some if we can get a foothold in these markets, we may get some considerable volatility over the course of the day. There might be further legs to the downside to play out. We want to keep kind of all options open. But I think the potential for the dollar to strengthen is there, and the indices to strengthen. Gold and oil, we'll probably just take, we just step to one side really for now. That would seem to be a reasonably. So yesterday we were looking at massive risk off. Sorry, don't know where the what second F went to. Massive risk off market conditions in yesterday's analysis. So potential risk on market conditions. So what would that mean? That would mean a bit of a bounce off the lows. We started to see it filter through yesterday. So I need to use the word potential because we want to kind of keep the options open. We don't want to completely shut off, you know, further selling. So yesterday it was quite important to keep right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the dollar in here. Potential dollar strength followed by okay, so could we get a little bit of dollar strength? I think we do need to be selective. So indices, if they continue to bounce off the lows and as the dollar starts to find a bit of a foothold, consolidates, and then starts to make a move, like the euro dollar, for example, which we look at now in just a second, and then there might be the potential pullback in the yen to keep an eye out for short term. Hopefully that will just give you a little bit of guidance really around these markets. Fear and anxiety is dominating market moves, so expect continued volatility, which we absolutely got yesterday. Okay, so keep options open. Be mindful that we've had a horrendous. We've just experienced some massive. Yeah, we've just seen some massive volatility, and a lot of it really very irrational in nature. It's just fear and anxiety taking grips. And that's what happens when prices bubble, when you see some irrational buying for long periods, which we've seen. You know, the wheels could come off so quickly. We've seen it so many times before. But what that might be able to do now is to present some decent opportunities. Once we find that floor, and that's really the important thing, we need a floor and ceiling. We need support resistance. We need prices trading inside a particular range. And then we want to see prices breaking out of that range. Let me just leave you with a little example. Let's have a look at the euro dollar. So it's this price action here. We've rejected the high as the 110. And let's have a look at it on this. So we've rallied aggressively up to the 110. We've then seen structural failure trades rolling over to the downside. And we're just on the verge of seeing that again now. So If we make a further leg lower, it'll be an interesting trade to get into, putting a stop loss potentially above the 110 and an entry. There is probably smaller highs we could probably use. But the expectation is really for further momentum lower. So keep an eye out for the euro dollar. We'll probably get into that, I would assume, very, very shortly. In fact, we might be getting into it in the next few minutes. So keep your eyes open for that one. So that's just an example, really, of the potential for some dollar strength. And I suppose it's that consolidation that we're kind of looking for. A significant period of kind of sideways moving pattern. It creates a floor and a ceiling, which we can look to trade. So on that note, we'll wrap it up there, guys. We want to normalize the narrative. It's kind of all over the place a little bit. It's we have indices selling off, but we have a really, really weak dollar. So we've got something from each side. We got the commodities selling off, but the bond yields falling off a cliff. So US lower. And so yesterday we had the US lower and US bond yields lower, but we had the indices lower and the commodities lower as well. So we had the risk on and the risk off all playing out at the same time. Lots of confusion, lots of panic and fear and anxiety. Try to keep calm and we'll look for that next opportunity if we can get it. Right, great stuff. Hopefully this sort of dynamic can give us a couple of decent opportunities. So we'll see how we get on. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks for joining us as always. Any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. And we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts at $59 a month. For more information, just go to livetrading.com and feel free to connect with us there. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves and we shall speak to you soon. Great stuff. All the best. Bye for now.